In Parshas Lech Lecha, we find Avraham Avinu deciding from the famine that exists in Eretz Yisrael that he has to go down to Mitzrayim, and he's aware that Mitzrayim is a place of all types of znus and immorality. So he instructs his wife that she's going to have to identify herself, excuse me, as a sister. She's not his wife, she's a sister. And therefore they won't kill him to take his wife from him. So the Ralbag sees in this, he says, a lesson in midos. For who? Kishiyovi ha-hechruch shiyagia hora le'odom. When perforce, something bad is about to happen. You're in a situation which definitely is going to bring difficulty. There's a famine over here, and famines are dangerous. People die from starvation, it's possible. Roi sheyistakel ha-odom be'eze oifen yitochen shiyagia lo yoysim ha-atora. A person should evaluate, this is the midah that he should have. Whenever I face a dangerous situation which is upon me, it's here, behechruch, it's not like, you know, a wild outside possibility, but it's here, I should focus and say, what way can I be memayit, which choice of hishtadlus that I have that there should be, that should minimize the bad. In other words, there's bad and there's bad. All the choices are bad. So the question is, which is minimally, which has less bad than the other one? That's what I should think about. V'yivchar boy, and choose that form of ishtadlus. V'lo yisrashel mizeh mipnei hora sheyikrilo. And he shouldn't be negligent lax about it because of the ra that's going to happen to him. Some ra is going to happen, but yes, you have to be sure that you're going to be mavchin, you're going to be shoykel, which ra is less, and that's what you're going to choose. Ki roi sheyi anivcha hara hayoseh ma'at. It's appropriate that you should choose the evil, which is less, livroach mehara hayoseh rav, to run away from the ra, which is worse. That's the appropriate me. The person should have this me all the time. That when he's facing a danger, when he's facing an evil, a terrible situation, he has to be shoykel. What's the least ra? And go for that with his ishtadlus. And that's the me that I should have. And he brings a raya. We'll go on in a moment from Avraham Avinu. Fine. So first of all, it's very interesting. What does he say? V'lo yisrashel mizem mipnei horash yikriloi. You shouldn't be negligent in this shekel because of the ra that's going to happen. Now, I don't understand. If a person's facing a dangerous situation, and there's dangers on both sides, so you say you should judge which is less. And don't neglect it because bad is going to come out of it. But that's the whole point. The whole point is, I know bad is going to come out of it. There's two bad possibilities. I have to choose between the bad and the badder, which one is worse, which one is better. So I'm going to make that choice. So what are you telling me? Don't be misrashil because of the ra that's going to come out of it. It sounds like that the fact that I don't have a good choice, that I have only bad and worse, or bad and better. So because of that, I am in a matzav where I might just neglect altogether and like throw in the towels, whatever happens, they're both bad, let's forget about it. It's irrational. Of course, if one is a major ra and one is a minor ra, one is more, one is less, then of course it's logical, at least to how do you call it, what do they say, cut your losses, you know, don't lose everything just because you have to lose something. It sounds like there is this midah of being shoykel and being mistakel, ezera yitochen, that should be less, is a nesoyan. It's not a natural thing because it fights a natural tendency, or there could be, or there is, or there often might be, it's normal at least to be, another tendency to say, hey, it's either way, you know, it's going to be bad either way, forget it, and I just to give up. And it's a person has to, even though it's so irrational, but when we face a bad situation, sometimes we tend to be so overwhelmed that we can't find the midah or the presence of mind or the focus of motivation to say, hey, listen, this is stupid. I'm going to lose, take it numbers. I'm going to lose $1 million, but I'm going to lose, if not, $100,000. Ah, who cares? I give up. What are you, crazy? You know the difference between $1 million and $100,000? Okay, I'm sorry. $1 billion and $100 million. You know,
Terence
says, once there's a loss, this loss blinds us. The negative blinds us to the extent that I might just forget the whole thing. I'm not going to be shoykel. And I think that this is very relevant to our lives, because very often in life, we don't have a good choice. We have a choice between something that's not good and something that's maybe a little better or maybe a little less bad. And sometimes because of that, we could just, and we do it. We may not even be conscious about it sometimes, but it doesn't pay. I'm not going to get involved. I mean, we have daily choices that we make. The world's not perfect. Life is not perfect. There's not a perfect choice. Often every choice has some negativity to it. So I have to be aware that the negativity that exists in both choices could be enough to have me just be misalik myself altogether and give up on the whole thing. And no, there should be, a person should develop this midah, should learn from Avraham Avinu, that when you have a bad situation, then you can't just, because either way, there's no good choice, I give up. No, there's no good choice, I'm going to focus and figure out which is the best choice, which is bad, which is a little bit better or a little bit worse, and choose at least the one that at least has some additional benefit. It's not really akin to that, but the Chofetz Chaim has a moshul. Somebody has selling apples. He has a push cart. He has 1,000 apples. And somebody steals 600 apples. So he runs after the guy and says, "Here, take the rest." "Why take the rest?" cut your losses. At least save what you can. There's certain tendency just to, I lost, it's no good, everything's bad, I'm depressed, everything's bad, I quit, I give up, I just pull the covers over my head and forget about life. No. Yes, it's not going to be perfect, but it's critical to recognize that I have this tendency to neglect because both options seem difficult, and choose the one that's appropriate. But he goes on. Then he explains what Avraham Avinu Shikul was. So he says like this. Where does he start? This is the raya. Shavrom bochal already slaretz Mitzrayim. As Avraham chose to go to Mitzrayim, levroch me'arova shiretz Kanan, to run away from the famine. Avol pishoyin nochon mehamokim hahu el sheyikra lo mehagnus tisgoel ishtei bezeis haoretz. Even though he knew what this place has a reputation that they will deal very, very immorally with his wife. Vine roi sheteda shlohoya bezel Avraham chait. And he had no chait in this. Kisora tase be'oines mashetase b'zeh. It's not that if an avera was going to happen, then that wouldn't qualify for the shekel. Not going to be an avera. Why? Because leze loyte osa lebalo afilo achad asinas hatoira. Because since it's going to be be'oines, she won't be osa to her husband. He wasn't a kohen. And even according to the Torah's halacha, if it's an oines and he's not a kohen, then she's not osa to her husband. K'mei shom chazal be'este karkoilam hoisa. Okay. Vim hoya avram b'icher sevel horav. If Avraham Avinu would have chosen suffering the famine, asher hoya efshe sheyomus boy, he could have died in it. Al sevel masha efshe sheyikra l'sora me'agnus. He says that if he would have chosen that one over this one, hoya zeh chasidu shel shtus, that would have been a chosid shoyte. Like the Gemara says, hey chidom mi chosid shoyte, ke goin to chosid de tova itza benara, he sees a woman drowning in the river, v'omar lav orach ara la yitzule v'listak leba. It's not the way, it's not the proper thing to save her and to look at her, and therefore he lets her drown. That's a chosid shoyte. So he says he would have been a chosid shoyte this, because al pidin, she wouldn't have been osur, and he chose the situation which was less of a ra, because the danger of death from the rov was greater than the immorality that would happen in Mitzrayim if they found out that she was his wife. Worst case scenario, she still wouldn't be usher to him. So it just occurred to me that what's going on over here? Lemaisa, Avraham Avinu felt that he has to be mishtadel. And that's dumb. Why didn't he just stay there and have bitochon? I don't know. Sometimes we find the obvious, they felt they should be mishtadl, sometimes they shouldn't be mishtadl. They knew better than we do what they have to do. But when he makes this ishtadlus, look at it. I mean, on the one hand, look what's going to happen to his wife. It's like, look what they're going to do. Okay, she'll be mutter to him after that. But what such priests we're talking about, violating this holy woman that Sora was, and his wife, and you know, alpidin she'll be mutter. Okay, and what's the other side? The other side is stay in the famine, and okay, it's a possibility of dying. So I would have thought that, okay, I'm a chuyev in ishtadlus, but when one of the tzodim in ishtadlus is such a terrible, terrible thing, it's not going to asah to me, but it's a bizoyin, and it's such a degradation, and it's such a painful thing, and her pain, and his pain, and our pain, l'deire deiris, that Sora Imenu was defiled like that. So I would have said, oh, avadi, I have to have bitochon, and you won't die in the famine, and the ishtadlus, the option is not a viable option. So it seems that once a person, have to work this out exactly, but once a person decides on the course that he has to make hishtadlus, the hishtadlus has to be decided what is the best thing for this particular situation. If a person has bitochon and he's not mechuyev in hishtadlus, that's one thing. But when he's decided, my level of bitochon still obligates me, or the situation still obligates me to ishtadlus, that ishtadlus has to be in purely what's going to be the least ra. Not the pshat that, well, you know, this is worse, but if I add to it the bitochon, then it won't be worse, because once I'm in the parsha of ishtadlus, the ishtadlus has to be appropriate. So in other words, let's say a person, he knows he has to, a person has a bitochon, he doesn't have to work, nothing, everything is on Reb Shimon by Yochoy's Madrega, fine. But let's say he does have to work. So one might think, okay, you know, whatever I do, it's good enough. I don't know. The obligation of ishtadlus is mamish to measure the absolute best under the circumstances. If there wasn't bitochen, irrespective of the bitochen, because in the parsha of ishtadlus, the decision has to be made according to what's the best ishtadlus. And I think this also plays out a lot of things in life. You know, sometimes we have to do certain things, but we do it with half a heart. We don't really, you know, you have to make ishtadlus, but if we do have to make ishtadlus, then we have to do it. I guess the heter for ishtadlus is only in a way that it's the most appropriate way to accomplish the goal. Otherwise, I'm potter from ishtadlus. But if I'm a chuyev in ishtadlus, and here, even though the other side is such a gol nefesh, the degradation of Sora Imenu is like, it's mind-boggling. I mean, Sacheni, if Avraham Avinu would have died in the family, what do you mean would have died? So I had bitochen? No, because once I'm in the sugya of ishtadlus, then the ishtadlus has to be what makes most sense for the ishtadlus, as if there wasn't any additional outside. Well, it's not outside, but as if the bitochen wasn't involved. And when I make that decision, then that's my ishtadlus. And then, of course, I have to realize that ishtadlus doesn't do anything. It's all about the bitochen. But when I'm in the parsha of ishtadlus, I have to think about the best proper way to do it. Let's say, for example, you know, we're in the yeshiva business, and we have to raise money. You know, that's just the way it is. So when we think, okay, you know, now I'm not sure that everybody agrees with this. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta uses a lashon, the shir of ishtadlus says it should make it efshal b'derech hateva. But I know others say differently. It seems a big machlokes. But it seems from this Ralbag, at least he weighs in on this idea, that when you're in the sugya of ishtadlus, then the ishtadlus has to be, even though one of the tzodim is such a disgusting thing, and emotionally it's so abhorrent, but in terms of ra, it's less ra, because she will, if the worst case scenario in Mitzrayim, she still won't be also to her husband, and the worst case scenario over here is that he's going to die. So then in terms of ishtadlus, don't come in because the one of the tzodim is so ugly and say, now I'm getting back to the parasha bitochen. If I had exited the bitochen for the need for hishtadlus, then the hishtadlus has to be done in the best way possible. And I guess that means if you're fundraising, you have to do it in the best way possible. If I'm working, I have to do it in the best way possible. Whatever I do, they used to say from Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky that they asked him a shaila about English studies in high school, in Mudei Chol, if people should just be yoitze, you know, just to get by, or they should do it properly. And he said, what we have to do, we have to learn to do in the most proper way. I don't know, maybe that's based on this, maybe that's a different cheshbon, I don't know.